The Smart Decarceration Initiative is about figuring out a roadmap for criminal justice transformation in this country. And what our goal is to substantially reduce incarceration rates, ameliorate social disparities in our criminal justice system, and promote public safety and public well-being. It looks like us only using incarceration in circumstances in which people pose serious threat to other individuals, that we totally rethink how we use jails and prisons in this country, and that we return to levels maybe consistent with the 1970s. But it really requires a total reimagined criminal justice system that looks almost nothing like what our system looks like today.
Why is this something that you believe is realistic?
We've gotten to a point where continuing the damage that occurs by massive use of incarceration is just not, it's just not fiscally feasible, and people don't have the stomach for it anymore. There's a little bit of cognitive dissonance when, you know, we live in the United States that's supposed to be the land of the free, but we incarcerate more people per capita than any other developed world in the country. And I think that's becoming a little bit hard for people to grapple with why we would do that.
What is going to make the approach that the Smart Decarceration Initiative hopes to take different than, for example, deinstitutionalization or other criminal justice reforms?
What we saw instead of deinstitutionalization was transinstitutionalization, where people with serious mental illnesses did not get appropriate supports in the community and instead are now housed in our jails and prison, which are far less therapeutic than an organization focused on mental health treatment. So SDI is trying, the Smart Decarceration Initiative is trying not to recreate those mistakes, but also the way in which that we're trying to do that is we say that we can't just be reactionary. I mean, mass incarceration, the era of mass incarceration happened as reactions to increases in crime and the crack cocaine epidemic. Similarly, a lot of the synergy between various interest groups are focused on somewhat reactionary policy reforms too, such as let's shorten sentences, let's let certain people out. Shortened sentences still incarcerate somebody. There's still dramatic negative effects. Letting people out without appropriate supports still sets people up to fail.
How do you move this conversation, as you put it in the paper you wrote, beyond the walls of academia?
So we're going to spend all of Saturday in working groups coming up with action steps. We're also asking conference participants to commit to one action step and write it down on a postcard and mail it to themselves. And we'll be following up with them to see if they've pursued the action step, how it's working out, how they're implementing some of the products of the conference.